are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood this morning brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and Vistacare. And joining me this morning on the line, it's Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Peer. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. A little bit warmer morning than yesterday, so that's always good.
I know. That was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
It was a little bit of a shock to the system
in October.
Definitely.
Yeah, looking out ahead, you know more about this than I do. Looks like we're going to have some really nice weather for at least a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it's looking good. Starting, this weekend we're getting into the upper 40s and into the 50s next week. So I will take that for sure.
We might have to start mowing our lawns again. What do you think?
I know that's a possibility. After getting out the snow shovels, we may have to break out the lawnmowers again.
Exactly. It's very confusing.
It really is. Oh, yeah. Boy. So what's happening in Fort Peer?
Well, there was a really nice program on Kelloland last night featuring Pat Duffy and honoring her for part of it was her 90th birthday, but then the rest of it is the many, many years of service, of community service that she has given to this area. So it was nicely done and nice of them to give some recognition to Pat Duffy and to Fort Peer.
Yeah, most definitely. So congratulations having that piece on. That's always a nice thing to have.
Yeah, it is, and there's that going on. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is, we did get good news on our bridge lighting project, and it looks very positive that we will be able to do the bridge lighting the same night that we do the Christmas tree lighting, which is on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So if everyone listening is going to be in the area this year for Thanksgiving, join us for that. We're not going to do the soup and chili cook-off that we normally do, and people enjoy that a lot. For obvious reasons, we are not going to do any indoor activities, so it'll all be outdoors. So, Dave, I'd appreciate it if you keep the weather nice for that. But it'll be a lot of fun. We'll do there'll be music and there'll be horse and wagon rides like we normally do. For Fort Peer residents, there will be a tree lighting contest. And I'm not sure on the deadline on that. I'll get more information. But there will be judges who will judge the best lighting for residential and the best lighting for commercial. So Christmas is coming, you know?
It is, and we'll put the order in for the good weather, and that's some great news. That's going to be a nice, fun addition to the festivities.
Oh, it really will. Yesterday we were talking about there are, I don't know how many hundred different programs that we can, and we can have some pre-programmed things that would be for the holiday season, the Christmas holiday season, and we'll do, you know, red and white or red, white, and green, and then there will be the times of the year that we'll do the patriotic, the red, white, and blue. There will be times when we will do the school colors, the purple and gold, and then there will be some other times. I'm thinking of breast cancer awareness, which is pink, and pancreatic cancer awareness, which is purple. So it'll be a lot of fun to be able to look at the bridge and say, oh my gosh, what's going on now?
Right. Absolutely. That's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to seeing that in person myself.
It will be nice. It's a pretty little bridge anyway, and this will just highlight its architecture, and it will be visible from a lot of places, from the river, from places in Peer, of course, as you go across the highway bridge. And so I think it'll have a lot of visibility, and it'll just beer. It's a nice little highlight.
Absolutely. So anything else going on this week, Mayor?
Well, the other thing is that I have been asked by Avera to cooperate and participate in their Wear Because You Care campaign. You know, as everyone knows, Pierre and Fort Pierre, Hughes, and Stanley County have become hotspots for COVID, and that's not a good thing. We're making the national news because our cases per capita are the highest in the nation. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good way to get publicity. And so it's going to take, you know, and the health experts say that wearing a mask is the best way to and so let's just do that. And you don't wear a mask for yourself to protect yourself. You wear a mask to protect others because you can have it and not know it. And so to protect, you know, your grandparents, your parents, your kids' teachers, the people that work in the businesses that you go into, those businesses that you're entering into, you know, we do it for other people. So let's do it for our neighbors, do it because we care. And I would just encourage everyone to be a good model to your kids. And it's not, you know, Mayor Tenhaken in Sioux Falls said, he said, wear the dang mask. We're not asking you to sign up for the draft. It's just wearing a mask.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Yeah, exactly. And we can all do that. And we can reduce the numbers and get back to normal. I mean, all of us are dying to get back to normal. Mm-hmm. But this is the only way we're going to do it is to all work together and get rid of this thing.
That's right. Let's do our part and get this all done and over with.
Behind it and get it behind it.
Yes,
exactly. So that's my message for the day.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary. You have a great week. Enjoy these warmer temperatures on the way.
Oh, I am. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There's Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierre on People in Your Neighborhood,